the roll and you're having a rough day. Sorry to hear. So we ended off discussing, what we ended off discussing last week was the question of when you divide up the Isser of Hotzah into its constituent components. You take the Akira, you take the Hanacha, you take the Chila for Shios. So we had a very interesting question as to which part is the essence of the Isser Hotzah. Do you focus on the Akira, do you focus on the Hanacha, or do you focus on the Chila for Shios? So that was our discussion from the Gemara in Daf Gilam Aleph of Pturei Da'asi Lulidechi of Chatas. Today we're going to focus on a bit of a different question. And today's question is, let's say one person does the Akira and the Hanacha and the Chila for Shios, does the entire Maisa Avera. So the question is, what is the internal relationship between the different components of the Maisa Avera? In simpler terms, when you have an Akira, Hanacha, and a Chila for Shios, so how do you assess that? Do you view there as have, do you view that Maisa as having three instantaneous Shas Chiyuv? There are three critical points, instantaneous points of a Chiyuv. Or do you say that it's a Maisa Avera that has extension throughout time? It begins Bishas the Akira, it continues through the Chila for Shios, and it ends only at the Shas Hanacha. So there's just like a there's an extension of a Maisa Avera from the Tchilas HaMaisa until the end of the Maisa. Okay, so Yesh Lachkor. And the Nafkamina is going to be the Shaila of Kimle B'Jamina. If the Malacha has extension throughout time, so you'll have, thank you, they'll have an exemption for anything that happens in the interim. If you think that it's a point, it's an instantaneous Maisa Avera, so you're not going to have a Ptur Kimle B'Jamina except for at those particular moments. Good. So this question is essentially raised by the Gemara in Ksuvis. The Gemara there is medame a case of Zorik Chetz, Dal Ramos Perchis Rabim Vekara Shirayin. You violate Shabbos through throwing a Chetz, Dal Ramos Perchis Rabim, and you violate some sort of Nizikin. You rip your friend's clothing. So the Gemara compares that case to a case of Magbia Chelev Shel Chavero V'Achlo. So the Gemara seems to say of a Ptur of Kimle when it comes to the case of Shabbos. When it comes to the case of Magbia Chelev Shel Chavero, it seems like you don't have a Ptur. You don't say Kimle B'Jabmine. So the Gemara distinguishes and says, and the Gemara distinguishes on the basis of Akira Tzorech Hanacha. Okay, when it comes to the Isser of Shabbos, we say Akira Tzorech Hanacha, so therefore you have Kimle B'Jabmine. When it comes to the Isser Chelev, you don't. So the question is, what's the distinction of the Gemara? Is the Gemara telling us something inherent to the nature of Isser Hotzah on Shabbos? The Gemara is telling us a definition. Oh, when it comes to Hotzah, so then Akira Tzorech Hanacha, that's the Hagdara of the Malacha. So in Mela, the entire process is a Maisa Avera. It's a Maisa that has extension throughout time. Or is the Gemara telling us something more incidental to the mode of violation? The Gemara is not giving us a stipulated definition of Malachas Hotzah. The Gemara is simply telling us that in certain circumstances, so you could create an Akira Tzorech Hanacha. Okay. So our first observation is that within the Gemara itself, the Gemara has two deos as to whether this Ptur Kimle exists only in a case of Zrika, or does it extend even to a case of Havara where you're walking. And the distinction of the Gemara is basically Bai Hadarbe. Does the fact that you could stop the Maisa Avera, Mutin Akira and the Hanacha, so does that ruin Akira Tzorech Hanacha or not? It's two deos in the Gemara. The Rishonim argue about Hadapaskin. The Meiri adopts the second day of the Gemara, where the Meiri adopts the day in the Gemara that even if you're Mavir, even if you're walking Dalet Amos Perishis Rabim, so you're still going to have a Ptur Kimle B'Jabminei. Why? Because it's not about defining a specific Maisa. It's about the nature of Melech HaShabbos. Akira is always Tzorech Hanacha. That's the definition of the Melacha. So Mela, you're always going to have a Ptur Kimle B'Jabminei even if you're walking and you could stop in the middle, because the definition of the Melacha is such. That's the Meiri reason. I'm not sure which day of the Gemara that is. That's the first day in the Gemara. What? Akira Tzorech Hanacha, even if you could be chozer. Yeah. The Rambam takes the second day of the Gemara. Now in Paskins, you only have a Ptur Kimle B'Jabminei in the case of Zrika. Okay, so you emerge with the Machlokes here. That seems to focus more on the Hagdara, the Maisa. It's not that every case of Havaras Dalet Amos Perishis Rabim is defined as a Maisa Avera with extension. It's that in a case of Zrika, where the Hanacha will happen automatically, because the Chepetz is already out of your control, so then you've jump-started the Hanacha already. So then you can view it as having extension based off the way you did it. But it's not inherent to the Malacha of Hotzah. So that's the Machlokas in the Rambam and the Meiri. The Rishonim debate this Hagdara of Akira Tzorach Hanachai further. Tosus already points out that there's a steer between the Gemara in Ksuvus Lamed Aleph to the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Ayin Mabez, where the Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Ayin seems to assume that in a case of Zrika from one chatz from Rosh Hashanah into a chatz of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, so the Gemara seems to assume that you won't have Kimle V'Drav Mineh. So you have an Akira in Rosh Hashanah, you have Hanacha in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Gemara assumes that you won't have Kimle B'Drab Mineh for the Geneva, which happens somewhere in the middle. Aye, why don't you say Akira Tzara Chanachai? That's Tosa's question. It's the Tosa's box, and Tosa says, Machloka Samurayim. Okay, maybe the Manda Amar in Bava Kamma doesn't hold to this whole principle of Akira Tzara Chanachai. That's Tosa's throwing up their hands in the air. Shinuk Abetzin Ksuvis quotes the position of the Rush, fascinatingly, where the Rush says that maybe in the case of Bava Kamma, you don't violate the Isser Shabbos at all. Why? Because maybe what you're interested in Bava Kamma is simply a Hanacha. Sorry, what you're interested in Bava Kamma is simply the Chila for Shuyos with respect to Geneva. All the guy who's throwing it wants is that it get into the other Rishos. He doesn't actually care that it be Munach in the other Rishos. So since all he cares about is Kinyanim, he doesn't care about a Hanacha L'Inyan Shabbos, so it's going to be Patel Inyan Shabbos and Chayv Inyan Geneva. That's the solution of the Rush. This we noted is a huge Chiddush. Okay. Makes an assumption about the Psik ratio in this case. Right here he doesn't care if it falls into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but he knows that it's going to fall into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So the Rush here is assuming that even though it seems to borderline on a Psik ratio, nonetheless you're going to be Patel. So maybe that has to do with the Rush's Shita in Psachim, where the Rush seems to be more makel in his Agdara of Psik Resha. That if counterfactually you could have avoided it, even if it's going to happen the way you did it, so it won't be considered a Psik Resha. But there's also a Chiddush in the Rush in terms of how he defines Akira Tzorach Hanachai. Meaning, we know that the Hanacha is going to happen, so that's going to follow through. And yet, since his das isn't on the Hanacha, so we're going to say this is an Akira Shelo Letzorach Hanacha, and you didn't violate Melech HaShabbos. Okay, remember, you had an Akira in Rosh Hashanah, you had a Hanacha in Rosh Hashanah, you had a Chila for Shias, now you're Pater. So why are you Pater? Because the way you did this Melecha, you weren't interested in the Hanacha. So you see, according to the Rush, that the Rush holds that Akira Tzorach Hanachahi is a Tnai in Melech HaShabbos. And if in your case you don't care about the Hanacha, so you're Patel Inyan Shabbos. So he's defining Akira Tzorach Hanacha as a Tnai in the Melacha of Hotzah, and yet you could get around it if you don't care about the Hanacha, if the way you violate it is indifferent to the Hanacha itself. The Shinuk Betzes quotes a position of Rabbi Shaya, Tosas Rid, Shaya Mitrani, quoting the Smak, the Rimi Korbei, where he seems to go even further. It's not that when you don't care about the Hanacha, you're Patur L'Inyan Shabbos. Really, you're Chayav L'Inyan Shabbos. Just that since in this case you didn't care about the Hanacha, so now this action is not considered Akira L'Tzorach Hanacha. Now, according to him, Akira L'Tzorach Hanacha is not a Tznai in the Malacha, so you still violate Shabbos, even though it wasn't L'Tzorach Hanacha, because that's not a condition in violating the Malacha. But it does define the Maisa. So with regard to this Akira and Hanacha sequence, the Akira wasn't Letzorach Hanacha, because you didn't care about the Hanacha. So Mimela, we viewed this instance of violation as a split up Akira, Chila for Shios, and Hanacha. You don't view it as a Maisa with extension throughout time. Why is it different in the Rush? The Rush is saying that if in your mode of violation, your Akira was not Letzorach Hanacha, you didn't care about the Hanacha, so that's you're not Chayav L'Inyan Shabbos. Rabbi Shai is saying, B'shem the Smach, that if your Akira is Shelo Letzorach Hanacha, you're Chayav L'Inyan Shabbos. But we don't view this as an extended Maisa Avera. We view it as an Akira, a Hanacha, and a Chila for Shuyos. Because Akira Tzorach Hanacha will define this Maisa Avera. Since it wasn't Letzorach Hanacha, so it's a separate component. Okay? So what you emerge with is just a basic question, four Shitos so far, Machlokes the Rambam and the Meiri, whether Akira Tzorach Hanacha is a definition of Melechas Hotzah, or it's a definition of the Maisa. The Rambam seems to be saying it's a definition of the Maisa, that's why it's contingent on you're doing Zrika. A normal case of Hotzah is not necessarily the Tzorach Hanacha.
Whereas the Meiri said, no, every case of Hotza is Akiru Tzorech Hanacha. Then you had a Machogos in the Rosh and Rabbi Shaya on a different component about the subjectivity of Akiru Tzorech Hanacha. They both hold that subjectively you can make your Akiru Shalot Tzorech Hanacha. The question is that relevant to the Melacha of Hotza of Shabbos, or is that relevant to the specific Maisa? Rabbi Shaya is saying it's relevant to the Maisa, and a Mela in this case, there's no extension throughout the time of the Yisr. Clear? She's of four shitas in defining the Akira Litzorech Hanacha. The Shita Kabbatas quotes the position of the Meiri in Beis HaBechir and Bava Kamma, where the Meiri seems to say that Akira Litzorech Hanacha is contingent on whether you're doing a Maisa Kinyan or whether you're doing a Maisa Nezek. So that seems to be a very novel Shita. Dafka, when you're doing a Zikin, then we'll say Akira Litzorech Hanacha. When you're doing a Kinyan, we're not going to say Akira Litzorech Hanacha. So what is that contingent on? So whereas everyone else that we saw was defining Akira Litzorech Hanacha in terms of Shabbos, the Meiri seems to be defining it in terms of what the Maisa Shabbos conflicts with. If the Maisa Shabbos, meaning if Shabbos is conflicting with Nezikin, so with respect to Nezikin, we care about the Shas Akira already. But maybe that's the Tchila of the Maisa Nezek. So since Nezikin cares about the Akira, then we're going to say Kimle B'drav Mine. But when it comes to Kinyanim, where with respect to this Kinyan, we don't care that the Zrika is what triggered the Kinyan. All we care is about the, let's say, the object going into the Chatzer. So then we're not going to say Akira Tzorech Hanachai. That's very fascinating. He's not evaluating Akira Tzorech Hanacha in terms of Melecha Shabbos and Akira and Hanacha of Shabbos per se. It's about the Nezek or the Mekach or the Kinyan case. If Nezikin cares about Akira, then it's Akira Tzorech Hanacha. If Kinyan doesn't, then it's going to be Akira Shalot Tzorech Hanacha. Okay. The Rambam... Kimle B'drav Mine.
What?
If you say Akira Tzorech Hanacha, you're going to say Kimle.
Right. But then it's an integrated action from the Akira to the Hanacha.
Correct.
Right? So then, why does it matter that Mechira or Nezek harks back to the Akira? The question is, are you considered to be Kimle B'drav Mine now? Did the Chilat
B'Shuyos? Are you considered to have done Kimle, if an Isser happened in between the Akira and the Hanacha?
Right.
Right? So is there Kimle? Right. That's going to depend on whether it's Akira Tzorech Hanacha or not.
Right.
Correct? So now the shaila is, you have a Maisa Nezek. Does the Maisa Nezek care about the Akira?
What do you mean, does it care about?
Does it care about how it got here? Does it care about how this instantaneous point of Isser came about? So with respect to Nezikin, we care about the Maisa that triggered it. So then you're going to say, Akira Litzorech Hanacha. Because the Kriya Shirayim came about because of the throwing. When it comes to the Kinyan, so we're less interested in the story behind it. What we care about is that the Chafetz now belongs in this Rishus. So since the Kinyan doesn't care about the Zrika, so we're not going to say Akira Litzorech Hanacha inyan Kimle B'drav Mine.
You're saying the whole process is not really relevant to the Mechira.
Right.
It's just that
is the process relevant to the Isser? Whereas all the other Rishonim, we're looking at it from the exact opposite perspective. They're saying it may just be about Shabbos, and maybe about your Kavana in the Maisa, but it's never about what Shabbos or the Maisa is conflicting with. It's very halachic. I mean, the Meir is taking a very halachic approach to this definition of Akira and Hanacha, Tzorech Hanacha. If the Isser cares about the story behind it, then we'll say Akira Tzorech Hanacha.
Right. I mean, it's not whether you say Akira Tzorech Hanacha, it's whether Akira Tzorech Hanacha is relevant to this specific action. I mean, it doesn't affect whether you say Akira
to the specific Isser.
Right, the specific Isser. Akira Tzorech Hanacha can be true generally, but it just...
But why is Akira Tzorech Hanacha not true in a case of Kinyan?
I'm just saying it doesn't tell you anything about the definition of what's about the definition of the process.
Correct.
It's just that doesn't speak to Mechira.
No, but his point is more than this. His point is that Akira Tzorech Hanacha is never about Hotza and it's never about Isser Shabbos. Akira Tzorech Hanacha is a way of assessing Kimli B'drav Mine when two things clash. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be contingent on the Isser. Mm-hmm. That's the point. So the Rambam paskins, the Rambam seems to paskin both the case in Bava Kamma and Daf Ayin, and the Rambam also paskins the Gemara in Ksuvis and Daf Lamed Aleph. So for the Rambam, you have Tosis's question. Now you could have suggested Lechora what the other Rishonim were suggesting here also for the Rambam, But Reb Chaim suggests a different solution. Reb Chaim's solution is that the case in Bava Kama is a case of Zrika al Chila for Shvius. The case in Ksuvis, Daf Lamed Aleph, is a case of Zrika for Dalet Amos per Shisarabim. So Reb Chaim suggests that maybe we're only going to say Akira Letzora Chanacha, we're only going to say that with respect to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim. Because there, the entire process is halachically relevant. Because Dalet Amos, let's say, is a shear in the Chiv. So the Chiv starts at 1 Amma, goes to 2 Amma, 3 Amma, then it ends at 4 Ammas. But the entire Dalet Amos is just a continuation, it's the duration of the shear Isser. When it comes to Chila for Shuyos, so then it's just the Akira and it's just the Hanacha. So it's very interesting, meaning Reb Chaim structurally seems to be more similar to like the Meiri than he is to, let's say, the Tosas Rid or the Rush. Because it's never about your kavana defining the Maisa, or it's never about your Niskavin. It's never your kavana is not defining your Maisa. It's with respect to which Isser of Shabbos are we talking. As the Miri was talking about, with respect to which other halacha are we talking about, Gneva or Nezikin. Reb Chaim saying that maybe with respect to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim, the Isser is just a shear of duration. With respect to Chila for Shios, it's just a Hanacha and Akira and a Chila for Shios. That's a Chaim's solution. This distinction of Reb Chaim touches on a very fundamental question. How different will we say that the din of Dalet Amos per Shisarabim of Hotzah is from the din of Hotzah of Chila for Shios? So here we pointed to a number of Nafkamina. The first is Reb Chaim's distinction. Maybe Akira is more Litzora Chanocha when it comes to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim, Masha Enkein in Chila for Shuyos. The second distinction that we saw was Machlokas, Tin Rashi, and Tosos in Sukkah and Daf Mem Gimel. Rashi seemed to say that the Ptur of Akira, Bekavana, Lahavir Mizavis Lazavis, Besokhur Shisayachid, and then Shina Daito Lahotzi Lachotz. So Rashi seemed to say that Ptur only exists in Chila for Shuyos. But if you did an Akira Letzorech Beis Amos, and then Nimlach Olav, and you decided to do 5 Amos, so Rashi seems to say that you would be Chayiv. What? Rashi seems to say that you'd be Chayiv for changing your mind from 2 Amos to 5 Amos, but you'd be Potter for doing an Akira L'Shem or Shus HaYachid and then going outside. So what's the basis of that distinction? So you could say that is due to a technicality in Arba Amos versus Chila for Shuyos, meaning changing your mind from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashirabim is clearly more of a Shina Yadas than changing your mind between 3 and 4 Amos. Right, one is just more of the same, and one of them is actually 2 different Roshuyos. Or you might say that by definition, when it comes to Chila for Shuyos, so the Akira is not necessarily Letzorech Hanacha. The Mechayev in Chila for Shios is an Akira in one Roshos and a Hanacha in another Roshos. So if the Akira is not by definition Letzorech Hanacha, then you might say that if you do an Akira L'Shem Roshos HaYachid, so now the Akira... I don't think this works out. It does. You might say that when it comes to Rosh Hashayachid, you might say that Akira is not by definition L'Shem Hanacha. So therefore, if you change your mind, so you have a separate Akira and you have a separate Hanacha. They're individuated. But when it comes to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim, where Al-Kidin, we say that Akira is L'Tzorech Hanacha, like Reb Chaim suggested in the Rambam, so then you might say that when you change your mind in the middle, it doesn't make a difference. Because halachically, the Akira is always omed for the Hanacha at the end. So changing your mind in the middle will only make a difference when the Akira is not Letzorech Hanacha. But Dalet Amos per Shisarabim, where the Akira is defined as Letzorech Hanacha, so doing an Akira with a Shinui Das doesn't make a difference. Because halachically, the nature of the Isser is Akira Letzorech Hanacha. Just like we saw in En Kimle B'Jamine. A third nafkamina to the distinction between Dalet Amos per Shisarabim and Chila for Shuyos was the Meiri in Sukkah and Daf Membez and Bez B'Shem Arayvid. That when it comes to Chila for Shuyos, so it's clear that you need an Akira in one Rishos and a Hanacha in the other Rishos. That's the Hagadar of the Chiyuv. The Meiri quoted the Ravid as saying that that's not true when it comes to Dalet Amos per Shisarabim. If you do an Akira in a Rishos HaYachid, and then you walk 10 Amos in a Rishos HaRabim, then you do a Hanacha in another Rishos HaYachid, so the Ravid seemed to say that you're Chayiv. There was no akira betchilas dalad l'sof dalad. The answer is maybe it doesn't make a difference. Maybe when it comes to chila for shuyos, so then the mechayiv is an akira b'rishus zen, a hanacha b'rishus acher. When it comes to dalad amos b'rishus harabim, so the akira and the hanacha are just tnayim in the chiyuv. But the chiyuv itself is walking a shir of dalad amos. So if you could somehow bypass an akira and a hanacha b'tchilas dalad l'sof dalad, but you have an akira and hanacha, i.e. b'rishus hayachid and b'rishus hayachid acher, then you might say that you're still chayiv for havaras dalad amos b'rishus harabim. That works in nicely with this notion of Reb Chaim, that Dalet Amos is really a shear of Chiyuv, whereas not where Chila for Shuyos, it's Akira Hanocha Chila for Shuyos. So there are three points in time that are the Mechayiv. A fourth nafkamina to this difference is the Ramban's suggestion, both in Ksuvis Lamed Aleph and the Ramban on Daf Ches. The Ramban there quotes the position of the Ravid. The Ravid to explain the Gemara in Ksuvis Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara said, "Hayy megare v'yotze," if you drag the kiss from Rosh Hashayachid into Rosh Hashirabim. So the Gemara said, then you would have kimle b'drabimine at the moment of chila for shuyos. So everyone's bothered. There's no akira at the moment of chila for shuyos. So why are you chayev? So the Rabbi was mechadish that no. And akiras rishus also has a shame akira. It's a big chiddush. The Ramban asked on the Ravid, depends which one you're looking at, the Ravid and Ramban in Ksuvis or the Ramban here. But they ask on the Ravid from Daf Ches in Shabbos, where the Gemara talks about if you're basically rolling a barrel through a Rosh Hashirabim, the Gemara seems to say that you're Potter. So how could the Ravid say that Akiras Rishus is an Akira, and the Gemara seems to say that dragging in Rosh Hashirabim is not an Akira? So the Ramban suggests for the Ravid, then maybe the Ravid's suggestion would only be true in Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim. Sorry, maybe the Ravid's suggestion would only be true in Chila for Shios. Then, a Chila for Shios is by definition an Akira, but by Dalet Amos Brishus Harabim, that wouldn't be the case. So that distinction seems to turn on not so much a distinction in Akira Tzorech Hanacha, but more in terms of just the Hagadara of a Rishus. When you're taking something out of a Rishus Hayachid, so when you cross the boundary there, so it's clear that that's objectively an Akira Sadavar Min HaRishus. When you just drag something through a Rishus Harabim, so since the demarcation lines aren't as clear, they're no mechitzas, so there you might say that just extending it a little further is not Akira from a Rishus. Or to say it a little differently, you could say, based off what we were explaining until now, that since the Mechayiv of Chila for Shuyos is the boundary, so then you'll say when you take something out of the boundary, that's considered Akira min a Rishus. But since the Mechayiv in Dalet Amos is just really a shear, it's just how much you're doing of something, so there's no one critical moment where you could say now you are nekar, you're okay from the Rishus, because the Mechayiv is not being okay from Rishus. The Mechayiv is Dalet Amos.
That's not like the bottom
what?
It's
maybe contra the bottom one. Okay, hold up. Do you think it's contra the bottom one?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Definitively.
Absolutely.
Without looking back. So we'll see that in a sec. We'll get to the Bama. Fifth distinction was suggested by the Me'iri and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where the Me'iri argued that even if you hold Yesh Yidiyah L'chatzi Shir, which means that you won't be chayiv for a halama and Yidiyah in the middle of, let's say, Kosev Os Achas V'Shachach V'Shachach, sorry, you had a halama, you were Kosev Os Achas, you had Yidiyah, and then you had another halama and you were Kosev Os Sheni. So if you hold Yesh Yidiyah L'chatzi Shir, you're Potter. There's no tzirup between the Shirim. So the Me'iri said, even if you hold Yesh Yidiyah L'chatzi Shir, you're going to pass in Ein Yidiyah for an Akir below Hanacha. That's how the Me'iri explained the Gemara in Daf Gimel Beis. So the Me'iri said, even if I were to make that argument, which he just did, I would still acknowledge that if I had Yesh Yidiyah of Beis Amos, and then another Halama, and then another Beis Amos, there I would say yesh yediyah l'chatzi shir. Meaning, so even if an akira from one rishus, without yet a hanach on another rishus, does not constitute a normal case of chatzi shir, there's nothing for my yediyah to be chalan. Nonetheless, havaras beis amos rishus rabim, that's enough to instantiate a yediyah. So what's the basis of that distinction? So once again, if you think that the mechayiv of Dalat Amos Rishus Rabim is really just a shear in extending the chiyuv, but the real mechayiv is just walking in a Rishus Rabim, so it makes sense that doing 2 out of 4 is already chatzi shear. But when it comes to akira and the hanacha of chila for shuyos, you might say that until you had the entire hanacha, until you had an akira, hanacha, and chila for shuyos, so no ma'isa avera happened. That's the suggestion of Miriam Daf Gimel Beis. A 6th nafgimina is the Ramban suggestion on Kluta. The Yerushalmi already asked the question, for Ben Azai, but Rishonim asked the question, if you hold Kluta Kemisha Hun Chedamya, meaning every time a Chefetz passes over an area it's considered Ki'ilu it's Munach, then how are you ever Chayef for Zrikas Dalat Amos Purchis Rabin? Which the Gemara explicitly said on Tzadi Vav that you're Chayef for. So how could you be chayiv for zrikas dalat amos pshus rabim if kluta kemisha hun chadamya? It's kiilu it's noch at every ama. That's the question that the Ramban poses. So the Ramban argues that maybe even if you hold kluta kemisha hun chadamya, that's only for chila for shuyos. But for dalat amos pshus rabim, you never pass kluta kemisha hun chadamya. And the rationale is that maybe kluta kemisha hun chadamya is a din in mechitzos. When something is niklat, it's grabbed in between mechitzos, or it goes over mechitzos, so then you could say it's kilu, it's nach. But for dalat amos pshus rabim, you couldn't say that. So this cuts to Doron's point. So now he's looking over his shoulder. In fact, now his head is stuck looking back over his shoulder. Because the Ramban is clearly a Baal Mor person, or so we suggested, when it comes to dalat amos pshus rabim. That each dalat amos is a separate rishus. And yet the Ramban here is suggesting that the din of kluta kemisha hun chadamya is only for chila for shuyos.
You're saying that for the Ravid.
What?
You're saying this for just for the Ravid.
Who was? Ramban's not saying this for the Ravid.
No.
Ramban's saying if you hold kluta kemisha hun chadamya. And Ramban doesn't really hold the Baal Mor?
What? No, the Ravid does.
Ramban's not saying this clue to point for the Baal Mor, for the Ravid. What? Okay. But I'm saying, I'm talking about the Ramban's. I mean, you want to say Dafka, that point is?
It's just for the Ravid.
So I'm saying, so you're acknowledging that for the Baal Mor, there's still going to be a difference between Dalat Amos and Chila for Shios? Because if you want to buy this answer of the Ramban, there are 2 days in the Ramban, but if you want to buy this answer of the Ramban, and you want to argue that it's compatible with holding it to Baal Mor, then you can't argue that the Baal Mor's Dalat Amos is actually Chila for Shios. Well, I can't hear you because your face is turned backwards. Let me just mention one more Shita. A seventh Shita, and then we'll come back to this Baal Mor in a second. A seventh Nafkamina to this question is the position of Tosos Rid in the Nafhema base, where Tosfos Rid is bothered by the Yerushalmi's question about Shitas Ben Azai, who holds Mahalich Ome Dami. So if you hold Mahalich Ome Dami, how do you ever have Havaras Dalat Amos Pshus Rabim? Every step that you take is considered a Hanacha. It's considered an Amida. So you never have Dalat Amos Pshus Rabim. So you could answer Bekofetz. They only have Dalat Amos when you jump. The famous Rabbi Kivager is Kasha, right? If the Yerushalmi is right, they only violate Dalat Amos Bekvitza, then why are you going to be gozer on Tkiya Shofar for Gzer Duraba and for Lulav, and Gzer Hashem, you have your own Dalat Amos Pshus Rabim, just in Achshash that you'll be Kofetz. Right? It's very strange. The answer that they're giving in Yeshiva nowadays is that whenever you do a mitzvah, of course, you're going to jump Dalat Amos Pshus Rabim.
Do you jump when you shake Lulav?
What?
Do you jump when you shake Lulav?
Very good. But here you're not shaking, you're just carrying it to shake. So it's a shaila. Should you also cry when you're doing a machshir or a mitzvah? So the Tosfos Rid is bothered by that clash of the Yerushalmi, And maybe, and he gives a different suggestion, paralleling what the Ramban suggested for Kluta. And Ramban suggested you only say Kluta Kamisha Hun Chadami when you have Chila for Shuyos. Tosas Rid is suggesting that you'll only say Mahalik Ka'omei Dami when you transfer for Shuyos. Now, there's a bit of a subtlety here that the Ramban, when he makes his point, so the Ramban says, V'ikal meimar ki yamar Rabbi Akiva kluta k'misha huncha davka b'shenichnisa l'rshus acheres de'kluta mechitzos or de'kluta mechitzos. It's not clear what the Ramban means that you only say kluta when you have mechitzos, because let's say you're being zorik from a rshus hayachid into a rshus harabim. Right, so wouldn't you also say kluta there? Isn't that true? So there's no kultua mechitzos of rshus harabim. So if you want to take the Ramban very seriously, that the Ramban's really not talking about a din in chila for shios, the Ramban's talking about a din of mechitzos, so it's hard to understand how you would say kluta in Rosh Hashanah. That's a bit of a problem. So in Shir we suggested that maybe the Ramban just means mechitzos mamish. And then you would say, getting back to Daron's point, that really the Balamor and the Ramban hold Dalet Amos is straight up chila for shios. But even some dinim in chila for shios aren't totally on mechitzos. Even some dinim and chila for shuyos aren't tali on chila for shuyos. Some dinim of chila for shuyos are tali on mechitzos. The problem is, if the Ramban, when the Ramban does say kol tula mechitzos, but before the halacha applies the same way when you're going from Rishus Hayachid into Rishus Harabim, where you say kol tula abir Rishus Harabim, but no mechitzos there. The shaila is, what does he mean? Does he mean mechitzos of just distinguishing Rishuyos, or does he mean mechitzos mamish, and then it would only be true in Rishus Hayachid?
He's kol tula talking about.
What?
Is
he doesn't say kaltua, he says dekuta. Yeah. So I don't know.
What's the lashon with that?
Dekuta mechitzo. So b'chad reshus lo amrinan. So he even says b'chad reshus lo amrinan. It's not just a din mechila for shios. It's not a din mechitzos per se. I don't know. Figure that out. I'll call upon him when Tosus Rid makes a suggestion. So Tosus Rid doesn't say anything about Kol Tua Mechitzos. He just says that it's a din in Chiluk Rishuyos. Whenever you have Chiluk Rishuyos, so then you're going to say Mahalech Kol Medami. When you don't have Chiluk Rishuyos, like by Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim, then you're not going to say it. But Hu Adin, he says, for Kluta. So even when Tosus Rid extends it over to Kluta, he just has the Chiluk Rishuyos distinction, which is Pashas what the Ramban is getting at. It's not really dinah mechitzos, it's really dinah chilek rishuyos. So those are seven nafkamina that we've seen so far between chilek rishuyos and Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim. Some of them speak to Akira Tzorech Hanacha, and as an extension or concomitantly, that Dalet Amos Rishus Harabim is just a shear in the chiyuv, it has extension, and some of them speak to the fact that there's the chila for shuyos in chila for shuyos is more of a chila for shuyos than the change in $1 amos to the next dollar amos, which is rabbin. So the shaila now becomes, what about for the Baal Amor, which is Daron's point? So will you say that the Baal Amor, who says that every dollar amos per shus rabbin, that's really a separate rishus, that he means it in the chila for shuyos sense? That's going to be the critical question. So in Shir we were suggesting that for a lot of these dinim you would say that this is all against the Baal Amor. Because the Baal Amor really equates chila for shuyos with havaras dalet amos per shus harabim. But the question is just how seriously does the Baal Amor, does he mean it? In the Chushim Aran here, so the footnotes quote a tshuva of the Marsham, where he ridicules people who think that the Baal Amor is actually a kind of a chila for shuyos. And he says, what are you going to say? Let's say you have two people standing next to each other in Rishus Harabim. So you're going to say that there, that's considered like Rishus Hayachid or Rishus Hayachid. So you could go 8 amos. What are you going to say if you're standing near the Pesach Habayis? So you're going to say it's a kind of Rishus Hayachid to Rishus Hayachid if you're within Dalet Amos. So now there's no Isra Achnasa. Right? So he's not happy with saying that it's really a kind of its own Rishus.
Who says that?
Marsham.
Where's the footnote?
Somewhere in the Chushayran. I don't have it up here, but...
Where's Marsham?
The point is that you can't, a lot of Balmer, you can't take it so literally as a separate chila for Shios. It's also interesting that there seems to be a machlokes rishonim whether there's an Isser Drabanan, which gets to our next topic. Is there an Isser Drabanan to walk 3 amos in Rosh Hasharabim? Now, if you say like the Baal Amor, clearly, or the way we're explaining it, clearly you'd assume not that way. Because that's like walking within one Rosh Hashayachid. Some Rishonim think that there is a kind of an Isser Drabanan. The Ritva 9 Dalid, when he spoke about Chatzis Shir, so the Ritva says an Isser Drabanan to be Mavir Gimel Amos Rosh Hasharabim. Even if it's not Chatzis Shir, Asim Natil, it's an Isser Drabanan. Would anybody say there's an Isser Drabanan to walk around with the Chayfetz in Rosh Hashayachid? Or within Mechitzos? Clearly not. So is that because the Ritva was assuming against the Baal Amor? Maybe. Or you'll say that even if you hold like the Baal Amor, it's an artificial distinction of Rishiyos. It's not really Chilek Rishiyos. So those are hard to know.
Why did the Ritva not say within Chatzis Shir?
What?
Why is that not within Chatzis Shir?
Because he says Drabanan.
So why is it within Chatzis Shir? Because what is the Makor for the Yisra Drabanan to do 3? Two, which is just the regular
classic. Oh, that's a good question. But he says that. He says that when it comes to Pachos Mikashir, Borer, or Tochein, or whatever, or Fiyah, you say, Chatzishir, Asim, and Torah. Miu bimavir, Pachos, Mi'arba, Amos, Laka, Ela, Isser, Drabanan. Why is there no Drabanan even?
If he's not going to say this Chatzishir by himself, it's possible.
Alright. Could say it's like a kind of it's like a weaker form of Chatzis Shir. I don't know. Why would you say that? I don't know. He definitely thinks it's some form of an Isser. The Rambam thinks there's no Isser whatsoever. So.
Yeah.
So let's get to that. Okay. So that's our distinction of Akira Tzorach Hanacha. The different sheets of the Rishonim. 2 days in the Gemara, whether it's Safka by Zrika, which means that your Maisa has to force it into an Akira Tzorach Hanacha, meaning the momentum and the energy is already in the Chayfetz, it's just continuing, so then you say Akira Tzorach Hanacha. Or do you say it's a definition about Isser Shabbos? And you'll say, even by Mavir Dalet Amos without Zrika, that you're going to say Akira Tzorach Hanacha. Then you have a different sheet in the Rishonim. Is it defined subjectively? Would you define Akira Tzorach Hanacha in terms of your own Das? And even then you had a Machlokes between the Rush and the Tosis Rid, whether that's get a pater yumi melecha Shabbos, and if you have a kirish lo tzorach hanacha, it's not an isser melecha Shabbos, or you could say it is an isser Shabbos, but yet it's a maisa melecha of a kirish lo tzorach hanacha, and you're not going to have kimle. And then you have a b'chaim suggestion, and then you have the 7 or so nafkamina between dalet amos b'rishis rabim and chila for shios. Good. All right. So now we move on to chatzis shir asim natorah mutim natorah. And how it applies to Shabbos and to Chutzah. So the background for our discussion is the Gemara Numa, Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Famous Machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Chatzis Shir is also min haTorah, whether it's mutar min haTorah. So the first question that has to be raised when you're dealing with Chatzis Shir is just what's the status of Pachas Mikashir in Halacha? What existence or what ontological status is there for Pachas Mikazayas or Pachas Mikashir in other Halachos? So the most extreme sheet that you have is a Gemara in Shavuos in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes a sheet of Rabbi Shimon that for Kol Yisurim Shabbat Torah you're going to get Malkus even Pachas Mikashir. Is a lot stronger than Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. Rabbi Yochanan is just saying it's Nisar Daraisa, but Avad you're not going to get Malkus. Rabbi Shimon is suggesting that every shir that's given in the Torah is only a Tanai, it's a Prat in Hilchot Karbanos, but in terms of Malkus and each specific Isser, so that's going to apply even Pachos Mikashir. That's what Shimon Shida and Shuas Chafal from the base. You have a similar discussion, although the Gemara points out that it's not Tali Zabazah, in Shavuos and Daf Yud Tesam and Beis, where the Gemara quotes a Shita for Rabbi Akiva, that with respect to Shavuos, if you asher something on yourself, so then the Isser will be Chal on Pachos Mikashir as well, Midoraisa. And you'll be Chayv a Karban for eating Pachos Mikazayas. Meaning, shiurim are a tnai in Yisurei Torah. Self-created shiurim, self-created Yisurim don't have that tnai of Kezias. When the Torah asks for something, it gives you shiurim. But if you create an Isser Shavua, it'll be chal, even Pachas Mikashir. And you'll be chayav achatas for violating your Shavua. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva in Shavuos on Yud Tesam and Beis. The Yishalmi and Shumos also seems to go in this direction, that there are some Isurim which just inherently exist, Pachas Mikashir, more so than others. So the Yishalmi says, maybe Moder Reish Lakish to a case of Isuri Hana. Meaning, dafka when something is only Asar Ba'achila, so then Reish Lakish will say, Chatzi Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah. But when something is Asar Ba'hana, so then you'll say Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah. What's the basis of that distinction? So you could say, very simply, that the Shir of a Kizayis, or the Shir Torah gives, is a Tanai in Achila. It's defining the Maisa Achila. But when something is Asar Ba'hana already, then Hana is B'kol Shu. So then you say Chatzi Shir is going to be Asar Min HaTorah. So it could be that just Isuri Hana exists more fundamentally, even Pachas Mikashir. Yishami also suggests that maybe Rabbi Akiva, maybe Reish Lakish is Moda on Yom Kippur. And maybe Reish Lakish is Moda Chatishir Asar Min HaTorah when it comes to eating on Yom Kippur. Maybe even Malach on Yom Kippur. It's not clear what Yishami means. So what would the rationale for that be? That the Mechayiv of the Isser for Yom Kippur is Inui. So in general, when the Mechayiv is Achila, so then you need a Kizayis, or you need a Gogeris, you need a Shir. But when the Mechayiv is V'nisim Esnafshu Seichem, that exists even Pachas Mikashir, and you can have a full-fledged Isser Torah. Okay, so there may be a lot of cases where even though Achila needs a Shir, or even though some Yisurim need a Shir, nonetheless, that same Isser will apply even Pachas Mikashir. The second question is a question of the Mechayiv of Chatzi Shir. Why are you Chayiv, or why does the B'yochanan hold that it's Asar Min HaTorah? So the Gemara in Yuma quotes Machlokes that Rabbi Yochanan says Asar Min HaTorah because of Chazyut Starufe, and Reish Lakish says that it's Mutar Min HaTorah because Achila is what the Torah asers, the Leka. There's no Achila in these cases. So the question is, what's the argument? And they seem to be talking at each other. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that it's Chazyut Starufe because it could combine, and Reish Lakish is thinking, well, it's not yet an Achila. Right? It seems like Rabbi Yochanan is perfectly compatible with Reish Lakish. It's not yet an Achila, but we're worried about Chazyut Starufe. So it depends what Rabbi Yochanan means by Chazir Starufe. Does he mean that it's a concern lest you finish? We're worried that if you start, you'll end. In which case, the Mechayiv of Chatzi Shir is Chazir Starufe. Or is Rabbi Yochanan saying that from the fact that Pachas Mika Shir is Mitzura to more than a Shir, you could see that the Shem Isser will exist even Pachas Mika Shir. And is Rabbi Yochanan giving you the Mechayiv? Or is Rabbi Yochanan giving you an argument as to the fact that the Shem Isser has to apply even Pachas Mikashir? Meaning, Reish Lakish said, Achila Kasar Achmana Velaka, and Rabbi Yochanan saying, that's not true, because even Pachas Mikashir is Chazi Litziruth. So therefore, even Pachas Mikashir is considered an Achila. So an afkamina to this question will be the famous discussion of the Nod of Yehuda in Atshuva and Orachayim and Simen Nun Gimel. He also has a discussion in Tzlach and Psachim with Achmeb Zayin. Let's say you eat Pachas Mikashir, Motzi Yom Kippur, right before Shkia, right before Tzeis. So there's no time to be Mashlim. Or, let's say you start a Malacha right before Motzi Shabbos, and there's no time to finish the Malacha. So if you hold the Mechayiv as Chazit Starufe in a pragmatic sense, then of course, so you're not going to say Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah. In this case, it'll be Mutter, because there's no concern, Shema Yigmur. If you think that Chazit Starufe is telling you something about the inherent nature of Shiurim, of Isurim, Pachas Mikashir, then even if there's no Chashash that you'll finish, you'll still say it's Asar. Closer to home, you see that this Svara is what's behind the Sheet of the Rashash. The Rashash suggested that Rashi, who holds Pturi Dasa Dechi of Chatas, is Akiras. Rashash said, because of Chatzi Shir, and the Mechayiv is Chazit Starufe. So in Meila, you can't apply it to Ahanacha. That's the argument of the Rashash. The Rashash is clearly assuming that it's about pragmatic Chazit Starufe. The Rashash says that the Chatzi Shir Asar Min HaTorah because of Chazit Starufe is only applicable to an Akira. Because you can mitstari for Hanacha to an Akira. You can't be mitstari for an Akira to a Hanacha. Okay? So he's assuming that it's a pragmatic Chazit Starufe. But if you held that it's all about, in principle, that this action is combinable to a Chiyuv, then you might say that even a Hanacha in principle is Mitzuraf to an Akira.
Why is that? Why can't you say that The first option is that there's a practical siyag that maybe you will come to do the end of it, and therefore what you do right now is aser. Or the option is that since there's the option for you to finish it, what you do right now is aser inherently, even if you don't finish it. Meaning, the second option we're presenting, that the shame iser exists unless in a shir, that's also because of the, that's only because of the potential to finish.
Because of sarufa.
So, in any event, hanacha wouldn't be sarufa, even if you held
it. No, chazit sarufa means in principle it's combinable.
And right? Hanacha is not in principle combinable because practically it's not.
Sure it is, because counterfactually, if you did an akira, right, it would have been combinable to this hanacha for a chiyuv. Akira is combined to a chiyuv. It's true that if you just did a hanacha, so now you can't go further and be chayiv. But the concept of a hanacha, that concept of a hanacha that it is mitzuruf to akiros, is true. Right? Like, otherwise you could always argue that when you eat a chatzi kezayis, you could always argue that you ate the second half.
Right, but there's no clearly defined beginning when you're eating, as opposed to this, which has clearly an ending and a beginning.
I don't know, some foods have a clear beginning and a clear...
You start with the crust.
Like, what if you
that's what I was thinking also.
Yeah.
Like,
it's bata daito eso kalada.
Right.
That'd be an interesting nachmin also. Good. So this also might be part of the discussion of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi in Trumo says one day that Moda Rish Lakish bidaito lahashlim. That Rish Lakish will be Moda to Rabbi Yochanan if you have Das to be mashlim. Meaning, let's say you did Chatzis Shir with Das to finish it. So then Rish Lakish will be Moda that you violated Nisr Doraisa. That's very interesting. Because that means that Rish Lakish is only arguing on the grounds that true, it's Chazit Starufe, but there's no reason to project Siruf. But Lu Yitzir, you could project Siruf because of Chazit Starufe, then you would be Moda that Chazit Shir is Asar Min HaTorah. So that all assumes that the discussion here is all about how Nitan it is to Siruf Le'Isar. What? The Yushami says that maybe Moda Rish Lakish be Daito Lahashlim. If you're going to be mashlim, that assumes that in general Rabbi Reish Lakish only argues because we don't project the completion. But if you have reason to project it, you will, and he'll be moda that chatz shir could be asum
na Torah.
No, I think he's saying Daito Lahashlim is that if you have Das to finish the, like, pick up a whole apple, so then we project that you're there to eat the entire thing. Something like that.
So you would fit more with just the Chazi?
Yeah, Chazi Saru. Yeah, being a Chazi Saru issue.
Okay.
Right.
If
you hold it's about the inherent Chalos Isser, Pachas Mikashir, so your Das to want to eat more shouldn't affect the inherent status of this apple. Have to share. That's clear.
You're not saying it's just like zero to rice.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Why can't that like affect the status of it right now?
That's very peculiar. This apple, Isurim are not chal on Pachas Mikashir. Right? It's not a halachic entity.
Right.
But because I have Das to eat the entire apple, so now half the apple now has a shame Isur.
Is that crazy?
Sounds pretty crazy. Right? So it's like, you know, what Hamlet said. There's nothing right or wrong, but thinking makes it so. So I said thinking could change the objective chalos iser and pachas mikashir. That's very surprising. Good. So the third question, when it comes to iser of chatzishir, is what's the nature of this iser? Meaning not so much a question of, I mean, it's related to the earlier question. I'm not worried about what the mechayiv of chatzishir is. I want to know what's the objective status now of what I violated when I violate chatzishir. Do we view chatzishir as reflecting the properties of the general iser, just in pachas mikashir, or do I say that chatzishir is a general iser as the Torah stipulates? Now it's very much related to our earlier question, because the more you think that it's just a question of chazit starufe, a concern that you might finish, so I'll say it's a general iser of. So Nisr Klali, if you think the point is that the shame Isser is chal pachas mikashir, then I'd be more noted to say that I violated Nisr Prati. I could still say it within that second side it's Nisr Klali, right? But you'd be more noted to say that there's an Isser Prati, given that the Shem Isser is already here in Chatzishir. So what are the Raya's Lakach? That's an Isser Kol, Isser Prati. So we pointed to the Ramban in Torah, Sa'adam, who quotes two Deos. When you have a Chola, so generally we say you give him Kalakal Kodem, give him the lighter Isser. The question is there a din of Kalakal Kodem Pachas Mikashir? If you're already feeding her half a shear, so do you say that there's still a hierarchy of Isurim? So the more you hold this Isser Kloli, so Avada, you're not going to say there's a hierarchy. Because the Shem Isser, Pachas Mikashir, are all identical. If you think it's an Isser Prati, so it makes sense that you could still say there's a hierarchy within Chatzishir. There's a big discussion about Nishba, Shelo Lechol Chatzi Kezayis Isser. If you take a Shvua that you're not going to eat Pachas Mikashir of an Isser, like Chelev or Nevela or something like that, so do you say that the Shvua is not Chal because you're Mushba V'Omin Mer Sinai? Or do you say the Shvua is Chal? So the Gemara seems to say that the Shvua is Chal. The Rishonim debate, there's one day in the Ran there, that maybe that's only a Libet Reish Lakish. The only way a Shvua could be Chal on an Isser is if you hold that Chatzishir is Mutter Min HaTorah. So then you could say that the Shvua on Chatzishir will be Chal. Because Min HaTorah is Mutter, and now you're creating the Isser. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, and those who shown will say that can't be. The Rambam paskins Chatzishir Asa Min HaTorah. The Rambam also paskins that your Shvua is Chal. So some Rishonim suggest that maybe Mushva V'Omin Me'ar Sinai is not about whether it's Asa Midaraisa or Asa Midrabanan. Maybe that's a function of something being expressed in the Torah. So since the Torah doesn't expressly say the Isser of Chatzishir, so it's not Bechlal Mushva V'Omin Me'ar Sinai. The Rav suggested a different answer, and the Rav suggested that maybe it turns on the question of Isser Kloli, Isser Prati. Maybe Mujav Omi Me'er Sinai, Torah asers it as an Isser Kloli. Now that you come along and you say, I'm taking a Shavua, not to eat Chelev, so you're creating an Isser Prati. You're saying, I'm not going to eat it specifically as a Shem Isser. So you might say that if something's only Aser B'Torah's Kloli, Min HaTorah, and you're changing it now into an Isser Prati, so you might say that's not a problem of Mujav Omi Me'er Sinai. Because with respect to what you're asering now, that wasn't already Asr Mehar Sinai. Yeah.
That assumes that a Shavua is an Isser Prati.
So, I think it assumes that a Shavua is a kind of an Isser Prati. But I'm not totally sure. Because it depends what we mean by an Isser Kloli here. If you mean that an Isser Kloli just means that there's no specific Shem Isser, and anytime you add something specific, so now it's not Mujav Mehar Sinai, so then you would say that. If the idea is that somehow Chatzishir is an amorphous Isser, it doesn't actually inhere in a Chefza, it's kind of just like an Isser Gavra, so then you might say that even if Shavua is not an Isser Prati, it's still an Isser that inheres in the Chefetz. And then you might say that's not Mojav and Marasina. I mean, it depends on what you're focusing. Are you focusing on the fact that you're changing something from Klali to Prati? Are you focusing on the fact that Chatzishir Isser Klali doesn't really have a Hagdara Se Isser? That would be another Nafkamina to Isser Klai and Isser Prati. The Rav suggested another Nafkamina. Let's say you eat Chatzishir on Yom Kippur. So are you still eligible to get an Aliyah at Mincha? So Beki Veger has this tshuva that if you're not Bechlal Tainas Tzibur, so you can't get an Aliyah at Mincha. So let's say you eat Chatzishir. So do you say it's an Isser Klal? You just violated a generic Isser, but you're still Mugdar is fasting on Yom Kippur. Or do you say now you violated Chatzishir of Yom Kippur? So with respect to Chatzishir, you're not fasting, so maybe you can't get an Aliyah at Mincha. We also pointed to a very interesting shita of Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos. Let's say you're eating Chatzishir of Ochel. So what bracha do you make? So generally today we paskin that you make regular brich sananin. If you're eating half a shear of an apple, so you make a bori preitz. You don't make a bracha achrona. Rabbeinu Yonah has a very interesting shita where he says that you make a bracha shahakol, no matter what you're eating. So he said maybe that works in nicely with the idea that pachas mi kashir, so the chayvetz loses its specific identity. So as a general chiyuv to make a bracha rishona that exists. As a bracha klali, so you make a shahakol niyeh bidvaro. But the shem prati doesn't exist chatzishir, and maybe you'd extend that over to the notion of chatzishir asam natorah and mutter min
haTorah.
Yeah?
On the Rav and the chatzishir getting an aliyah, if getting an aliyah is based on fasting or based on v'nisam, if it's based on v'nisam, then chatzishir still should even if it's not sort of klali, you still should mess it up.
If it's based on?
If it's based on not whether or not you're fasting, but whether or not you did v'inisem, which generally is not a fasting, if even if it's an iser klali, since that iser klali contributed to you not fulfilling v'inisem, you still shouldn't be able to get an aliyah.
That's what you think?
I'm saying, is that possible?
So Rabbi Kivyager's point is that the aliyah from mincha is a general din of tainas tzibur. It's not a din of v'inisem. Okay, so in order to get an aliyah from mincha, so you have to be bechlal tainas tzibur.
He's talking about general tani of tzibur, or he's general. He's talking about specifically Yom Kippur, because you can say Yom Kippur, there
well,
is
well,
no
right,
tainas
but he tzibur. Thinks that the specifically the aliyah of mincha is not a function of fasting with respect to Yom Kippur. It's a din and fasting of tainas tzibur.
And he's not talking within Yom Kippur. He's not talking about within Yom Kippur.
Right, he's not Yom Kippur specifically. So you might say that if you violated Isser, if you consider to have eaten on Yom Kippur, whatever, so you're not considered to have fasting, then you'll say that you're not eligible for it. We're not saying that Chatzishir would undo the Inoy per se, we're saying that Chatzishir would be magdir you as not fasting. You violated an Isser Doraisa of not fasting. You're not punishable for it, because it's only Chatzishir.
I was listening to the question. That's based on what he said, but it was also to point earlier in Afghanistan as to whether or not if you want to say maybe Rosh Hashanah should be motivated by Yom Kippur because it has to do with Inui.
Right.
So I'm saying Chatzishir, you would say, would be a violation of Inui, would not be violated.
I said Chatzishir is if he holds an Isser Prati, so Chatzishir makes it valid that you're not fasting.
Right.
You just can't be punished for not fasting. So if you're not fasting, then you can't get an aliyah. However, if Chatzishir is just an Isser Klali, then you are fasting. You just violated some other halacha.
I mean, you're not fasting. You just violated another halacha.
No, but you haven't... I mean, you're not disqualified. The din... Right, we're going to stipulate the definition of fasting on this day with respect to having violated the laws of fasting on Yom Kippur.
Right, okay, fine. Or but you could also... Even if it was the first way, it could just as easily be that you define fasting in terms of the aliyah in terms of having a shear.
Yeah, that'd be a big chiddush, though, that you define fasting differently from the v'nisem on Yom Kippur. I think that'd be a big chiddush. Okay. So now we have a fourth question. What's the scope of the iser of Chatzishir? So the Gemara only raised it in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in Yuma. Context is Yom Kippurim. The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Kol Chelev. So even if you want to be a super conservative, so you'd say that it's limited to machalos asuros, because the Gemara quotes kol chelev, where it seems to be machalos asuros halacha. You won't say dafka yom kippur, you'll say dafka machalos asuros. The Chacham Tzvi in his tshuva, I think it's Simon Peivav, so the, maybe Peibez, but I think it's Peivav.
Peivav.
So the Chacham Tzvi has one day there, it's not like he's one day, that maybe it's limited to machalos asuros. And you don't extend it out to call it Tara Kula. So that makes a lot of sense. I mean, and you would say that there's a bit of a hierarchy. When it comes to, let's say, the Yishalmi said, Beisri Hana, Yisri Hana, so then this Chetz is Atzer Bahana, so the Isser is good in here in the Chetz without any Shir even. So now we'd go a little further. And we're going to say, maybe not just Yisri Hana, but Macholos Asuros, because Macholos Asuros are real Chetz of the Yisura. So when you're dealing with a chefzer di isur like nevela, basur b'chalav, so you'll say that it's also b'chatzi shir. It makes a lot of sense. The shir is a t'nai in karbanos, it's a t'nai in malchus. Good. There's a lot of svara to suggest that distinction. However, there's also a lot of evidence that chatzi shir applies outside of machalos asuros. If you look around, just take for example the nilchus geneva. So Ram says that gonev kol shu is chayiv. So Magamishan there says, oh, maybe it's because of chatzi shir asur min haTorah. Gonev kol shu is aser. Because Chatzishir is aser min haTorah. So he's extending Chatzishir outside the realm of Machalos Asuros. The Prisha also in Siman Kuf Samech Aleph is an Isser to be Malva Beribis be kol shu. Where do you get the Isser kol shu? So maybe again Chatzishir aser min haTorah. Mi'ila. Even if you're not chayiv a karban for Mi'ila for less than a Shavu Pruta or less than a Kazai, depending which day in the Gemara Pesachim you hold up. So there's still an Isser. Isser Deoraisa. So Samacharon in the Mishnah Malach says, oh, maybe it's an Isser of Chatzishir aser min haTorah. What? Which one? Prisha. Prisha is Kuf Samech Aleph. Maga Mishnah is Perak Aleph of Gneva Alach Beis, and the Mishnah Melech is Meila Perak Beis Alach Tezayin. But V'chahina V'chahina. There are a lot of Yisurim that pop up, and everyone just suggests that maybe the Betorah is Chatzishir Asur Min haTorah. So there's a big Shaila. his chassi shir could apply outside of machalos asuros. Even if you get over the chacham tzvi hurdle, and even if you think that chassi shir is going to extend outside of machalos asuros, the separate shaila, whether chassi shir will apply to Isser Shabbos, and for that for two reasons. Number one, you have the svar of the Kiryas Sefer, that maybe the miyut of yachid ba'asosa v'lo shnayim or ba'osa miktsasa v'lo osa kula v'lo osa miktsasa. Maybe that's a special gzeres hakasav telling you that with respect to Shabbos, you have to do the entire thing. Anything less than the full shir of Shabbos doesn't constitute an aveira midoraisa. So even if chatzi shir is also b'chol torah kula, maybe Shabbos is the exception. That's the Kiryas Sefer in Perkid Chesed Hilchos Shabbos. The Rashbam in Bava Basra and Hema base makes a different suggestion, where he thinks that maybe built into Melechus Machsheves Asra Torah is that it's only defined as the Melechus Machsheves B'Shir Shalim. So either you'll say it's a part of Shnayim Shesua, or you'll say it's in Melechus Machsheves. You might say that Chatzi Shir is Asra B'Chol Torah Kula, it doesn't apply to Shabbos. Keneged these two deas, we have Achronim who think the exact opposite. They seem to suggest that even if, in general, Chatzi Shir doesn't apply outside of Machalos Asuros, it'll dafka apply to Shabbos. So the Prima Gadim in his Psicha to Yisrei Shabbos, so he says, maybe there's a limit of losase kol melacha, which will tell you kol melacha afilu b'kolshu. There's a special limit with respect to melacha Shabbos that applies even to pachas mikishir. The lechem mishnah, in Perek Chaf Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, so he said maybe tishbos is telling you that there's an iser d'oraisa of melacha pachas mikishir. So we suggested one of two things. So you might say that you need these limudim just to offset one of three things. You might say that you need these limudim just to offset Melechus Machsheves or Shnayim Shesua. I mean, like, since there's a svara to say that Shri Mutter on Shabbos because of Melechus Machsheves, so now you need a separate Gzeres HaKosef to tell you that it's going to be Asra on Shabbos. That's one possibility. Or you might say that even if Melechus Machsheves, even if Chatzi Shir is Asra, is mutter and kol torah kula, there'll be a special iser of chatzi shir when it comes to Shabbos, just Shabbos and machalos asuros. Or you'll say that even if chatzi shir is asur b'chol torah kula, b'chol torah kula it has the status of an iser klali. But when it comes to Shabbos, there's a special gzeres hakasev that tells you it is an iser of losase kol melacha, or an iser of tishbos. So why do you need a special gzeres hakasev when it comes to Shabbos? Now, there's important nafkamina between the Lechem Mishnah and the Prima Gadim. If you take the Prima Gadim, you're saying it's part of the Lav of Melacha. If you take the Lechem Mishnah, you're saying it's part of the Asay of Tishbos. There's an important distinction. Even if you say it's an Isser Prati, which Isser Prati is it? There's a similar suggestion that we made when it comes to Chametz. The Rambam Paskins seems to say Chatzi Shir is Asur B'Chol Torah Kula. Then the Rambam also quotes a special gzeres hakasev of Lo Yeyachel Chametz when it comes to Pesach. So why do you need a special gzeres hakasev? It's also in kol torah kula. So you might say that when it comes to chametz matzah, then the iser is iser chametz, not just a general iser of chatzi shir. When it comes to every other iser chatzi shir b'chol torah kula, it's an iser kali. And hu adin b'shabbos. An important nafkamina. Let's say mujba va'omid. Let's say take a shavua not to do chatzi shir of melacha. So you mujba va'omid mer sinai. So if you take the rav's interpretation of the Gemara and Shavuos of Mujba Vomim Er Sinai, that's because of Isser Klal Yisr Prati, then with respect to Shabbos and Chametz Matzah, the Shavuos won't be Chal. Because an Isser Prati trying to be Chal on an Isser Prati already. So that would be a potential Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is parallel to what Rabbi Kiva Eger suggested for Tosos, and if you violate Chatzi Shir of Shabbos, you may have a din of Mumr L'Chol HaTorah Kula. But that works better, clearly, if you take the Prima Gadim, that's part of the Lav of Melacha. If you take the Lecha Mishnah, that's part of Tishbos. So you'd have to assume that Mumr L'Chal Shabbos is relevant to the Asay of Shvitza. So let's suppose that you get over the double hurdle of the Chacham Tzvi, that it extends outside of Machalos Asuros, and you get over the Kiryas Sefer and the Rashbam, and you say it applies to Shabbos. So you still might draw the line somewhere else and say that it applies to some Melachos, but not to others. Where would you draw the line? So it's clear from the Gemara 9 Dalet Amud Aleph that Chatzi Shir, or as Machlokes of Yosef and of Chista, that Chatzi Shir applies to Borer and to Ofe. And Rashi there suggested that it's based off Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah in the Gemara in Yuma. Ritva also made a similar suggestion, a 9 Dalet Amud Aleph. that seems to say that Chatzishir is Asar on Shabbos. Tosefta and Beitza, Dalad. Tosefta says, according to the Chachamim, if you're Oreg, Chud Echad, or you're Kosev Osachas, so all you violate is the Shvus Drabanan. The same Shvus as the Mishnah and Beitza of Ein Meraktim and Ein Metapchin or whatever on Shabbos. So it sounds like it's Asar Drabanan, it's only an Isar Shvus. Ein Nosan Nashim B'Shabbos, whatever else you have in the Mishnah and Beitza. So that Tosefta is telling you Chatzishir is Mutar on Shabbos, Midaraisa. The Gemara seems to say that Chatzishir applies. What do you do? So it could be that you'll distinguish between different malachos. This is a suggestion of the Magen Avos, quoted in the Shita Mekubetzas. Think of Oseh Beis Bat Yair. It's not actually in the Minchas Chinuch. Now, when it comes to a malacha whose shir is explicit in the Mishnah, so then you'll say that is not a shir in the Avera. That's the definition of the malacha. So Kosev Os Achas is Chatzi Malacha, not Chatzishir. I mean, there's no shame malacha pachos mi beiz osios. There's no shame malacha pachos mi beiz chutin. Then it's great. The examples in the Tosefta are cases where the Mishnah stipulated their shir. So those are not shirim in the iser. The shirim in the malacha. So then you'll say chatzis shir is going to be mutter. However, when it comes to afia pachos mi kashir or borer pachos mi kashir, those shirim are shirim in the iser. And then you'll say chatzis shir is also in the Torah. That works out very nicely.
That
would
also comment on, like, if Chatzishir
is a
Frontier, you would have to say that if
Chatzishir would be Usher, it would be an Usher. Chatzishir
would be
Usher. Yeah.
So, it wouldn't be Usher by a Shir if it's explicit, but it would be Usher by a Shir if it's not explicit.
It would be
Usher
by
a
Shir
if
it's not explicit?
No, nothing that says that when a Shir is explicit, it wouldn't be Usher.
Right.
So, that would show that Chatzishir would have had to work only Frontier.
Right? Why? Why can you hold Nisr Klali?
If it's Nisr Klali, then it wouldn't necessarily matter about the shear itself.
No, because you might say that it's an Nisr Klali, but you haven't done any malacha even. You haven't done any malacha until you're kosei beis osios. So it's not like achila pachas mi kezayis where you ate half a kezayis. Here you haven't done anything. But Torah says, sir.
You're just quoting someone?
What?
You're just quoting someone to give that answer?
For the Tosefta or the Shita?
Anyone.
The Magen Avos has the Shita. That any shear that's explicit in the Mishnah is not a shear in the Malacha, it's a shear in the Iser. Any shear that's in the Mishnah is a shear in the Malacha, not a shear in the Iser. And if you do less than that shear, it's totally mutter. Because nothing's been done. Mechas Chinuch quotes that. Shita.
Is that assuming that
I think it could go both ways. I mean, even if it's a chashash, so you might say that we only impose the chashash when there's still some sort of shame iser. There's something going on. If nothing's going on, so we're not even going to impose a chashash. Meaning, you can't apply chashishir to everything, right? There should be an iser for me to eat on Shabbos as a chashash that I might end up eating the iser. You have to draw the line somewhere. So you might say, if the stipulation of the malacha is beis osios, then the chacham don't have the power to come along and say, we're going to ask their mitzvahs of that as a chashash.
Okay.
Maybe even drabbanon they can't. That's the position of the... Maybe if something's explicitly sanctioned by the Torah... Possibly. Very possibly. Probably.
I don't know if it would be related.
I would say, probably. Good. Even if you want to extend Chatzishir to Melachos of Shabbos whose Shirim are not explicit in the Mishnah, I mean, even if you want to, let's say, got over the Chacham Tzvi, we applied it outside Machlos Asuros. We apply it to Shabbos. When we apply it to Shabbos, let's say, fine, so we'll cut out the ones that have a specific Shir. But otherwise, we're going to apply it. So you still might not apply it to Hotzah. Why not Hotzah? So the Ber Yitzchak in Tshuva Tesvav, Anafvav, so he suggests that because of Malacha Guruhi, it's not going to apply to Hotzah. So even if as a general rule, there is Chatzis Shir on Shabbos, maybe by Hotzah you wouldn't. Now, if that's true, what? Ber Yitzchak, Yitzchak Chan Inspector. Our namesake in the institution. So he passed, so he thinks he wouldn't apply it to Hotza. Now, if the rationale is Hotza Malacha Gurahi, so you wouldn't be Machalik between the different components of Hotza. So you'd say there's no Isra Chatzi Shir on Chatzi Grogeres, carrying Chatzi Grogeres, and there's no Isra Chatzi Shir on Ze'okav Zebaimiyach. I think both of them are equally covered by Hotza Malacha Gurahi. That's the suggestion of Rabbi Chachana. Then he's Choser. He says, what can I do? Because the Hagos HaShri in the beginning of the 8th Perek of Shabbos, Perek HaMotzi. So the Hagos HaShri right in the beginning there says that there's an Isser Doraisa of Chatzi Shir on Hotza Chatzi Grogeres. So Al Karchach Yish L'chalek between Ze'okar V'Zeminiach, which will not have Chatzi Shir, and Hotza Chatzi Grogeres, which will have an Isser of Chatzi Shir. So Hagos HaShri in the beginning of the 8th Perek. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan thought, in principle, there's no Chatzi Shir for anything of Hotza, but Mikoach, this Hagos HaShri, he asters it for Gogaris.
Does he retract his Svara of Grua?
Does not seem so. It seems like he would then say that there are Grua aspects of Hotza and there are non-Grua aspects of Hotza. Carrying Chatzi Gogaris doesn't relate to non-Grua, doesn't relate to Malacha Grua here. Just to point out that the Ramban Adaf Tzadi Dalid, and the Sfas Emes already makes us Ara, the Ramban Daf Tzadi Dalet seems to assume that Hotza Chatzi Grogeres is only an Isser Drabanan. So if you take Yitzchak Chanan, you knock out the Hagos HaShri, you'd say that all of Hotza doesn't have Chatzi Shir Aser Minat Torah. I think the Sfas Emes makes that diak on either Daf Beis or Daf Ayin Dalet. One and two. The Beis Meir focuses on a different point. The Beis Meir says that maybe for Ze'uk or Ze'miniach, dafka there you wouldn't have Chatzi Shir, you wouldn't have an Isser Chatzi Shir, because that's Chatzi Malacha. That's more doma to, let's say, what we suggested before of Kosei Vos Achas without the Osheni. So then for sure you wouldn't have a Havamina to extend it to Chatzi Gogeres, because that's a din in the structure of the Malacha of Akir and Hanacha. So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan came at it from the perspective of Malacha Gruahi, so he thought in principle everything should be mutter. Beis Meir came at it from a Akira Hanacha issue. So he wouldn't even think to extend it over to Chatzi Gogeres.
Wait, you say that according to Beis Meir, he would say that there's no Chatzi Gogeres? Or you said that there certainly would be? But
he thinks that there certainly would be. Certainly would be. So, those Shitos, both the Bir Yitzchak and the Beis Meir are against the Rashash on Daf Gimel, because they both take as davar pashut that you wouldn't have an Isser Chatzi Shir on Ze'okav Zeminiach, whereas the Rashash thinks that Ze'okav Zeminiach falls under the normal Isser of Chatzi Shir Aser Minat Torah. So it seems like you really have three perspectives: the Bir Yitzchak, Beis Meir, and the Rashash. We also noted that this seems to align with the positions of the Meiri and Tosfos. The Meiri and Daf Gimel Beis assumed that an Akira without a Hanacha is worse than a Chatzi Shir. That's why even if you hold Yesh Yediyah L'Chatzi Shir, you wouldn't have Yesh Yediyah L'Akira below Hanacha. The implication of Tosfos on Tzadi Gimel is the exact opposite. The implication of Tosfos on Tzadi Gimel is that without a special Gzeres HaKasav for Ze'uk or Ze'miniach, you would have assumed that you're actually Chayiv without the Hanacha. So as the Meiri was saying, remember the Meiri's case is Pasha Yadu L'chutz with the Chayfetz. The Meiri was assuming that nothing happened yet until the Hanacha. Tosus' assumption is that fundamentally everything happened without the Gzeres HaKasav. Those actually seem to be two extremes, and the Rashash would be right in the middle. The Rashash is saying it's Chatzi Shir. Tosus and Tzadi Gimel is saying it's much worse than Chatzi Shir. The Meiri is saying it's much better than Chatzi Shir. One final question of Chatzi Shir with respect to Hotza is the third component of Hotza, not the shear of how much you're carrying, not necessarily Ze'uk v'Zeminiach. What about Havara Pachas Midalat Amos Brishas Arabim? So would you ever say that there's an Isser of Chatzi Shir for Dalat Amos Brishas Arabim? So the Prima Gadim says no, there's no Isser of Chatzi Shir, but why? Only because Dalat Amos are Gemara Gemirila. Since it's all just Halacha Moshe Mi Sinai, so it's kind of... the prima gadim. So it's all kind of in the chabo l'chidusha. Since we only know Dal Ramos from halacha Moshe Misina, so we're not going to start adding on halachos to it. But in principle, it seems that Dal Ramos per Shusar Rabin would be nitan to nisar of chatzis shir. The Rambam seems to have a different point. The Rambam seems to say that no, it's the hagdar of the makom. Rambam quotes a pasuk which Yehuda mentioned last time, Shvu ish tachtav, and the makom of Shvu ish tachtav is Dal Ramos. So there wouldn't be an isser bichlal to move outside of those Dal Ramos, to move within those Dal Ramos. And we mutter lechatchila even. The Ritva 9 Dalit and the Ravid on those Rambams seem to argue. The Ritva says Mefurish is an Isra Drabanan. And the Ravid on those Rambams seems to say it's only B'Shas Adchak that you're allowed to move within your Dal Ramos.
Doesn't the Ritva 9 talk about a
seems to be a bit of a steer, right?
Yeah.
Right, for sure. And then the Ritva has Balamor-esque language, right? Because it's Mim Komo is Dal Ramos, and then he says it's an Isra Drabanan. So how do you reckon? So you have to say that quasi-Balamor Pshat. And he doesn't mean that it's Mamish. The Rambam is saying it's Mamish Mekomo, Shvu Ish Tachta. This is your place for Shabbos. The Ritva is saying this is your place because this is your Makom, but it's still a Makom that borders on Isser. Right? You have to say something like that for the writer. Then we noted also that that's an interesting discussion of Dal Ramos. You really have three shitas when it comes to Dal Ramos. Either you'll say like a prima gadim, it's just a technicality in Gemara Gemurila, but fundamentally it should have an Isra Chaz Yishir. Or you'll say, like the Rambam here says, Shru Ish Tachta, this is your Makom, and the Baal Amor, that there's no Isra because you're in like your own Rosh Hashayachid. Or you'll say like the Ritva, that there's some sort of Isra Drabanan. And it's if you take a strong read of the Baal Amor, at separation, it's hard to reconcile the Ritva with that position. Good. So that's our discussion of Chatz Shir Asim in the Torah and how it relates to Chotzah. Since we only have one Shir this coming week, so what we're going to do is next Wednesday, we'll probably do a little bit of Lifnei Iver and Misayeya, and then we'll move on to Dabar Shem Miskaven and Sikration next week. Thank you. Alright. Frey Lechen Chanukah to everyone.